I can only imagine. The Gospel of John in 14, verses 1 and 5, Jesus tells us that he's preparing a place for us. The Apostle Paul speaks of the resurrection throughout his writings. Each of us have someone that we can't wait to see in heaven. Jamie and I have a little girl that we just can't wait to get to know when we get to heaven. I'm sure each of you have someone in your life that you just cannot wait to get to heaven and talk about all of your experience. Each of us have someone. Eternal life is an awesome place that I cannot wait to experience. If we accept Jesus Christ and follow him, we can begin experiencing and have confidence in our eternal life right now, folks. We are free people. Folks, I want you to hear that. I haven't said it for a while. We are free people. If you have accepted Christ and you have Jesus as the leader of your life, you are a free person. There is no need to be tied down. There is nothing that can tie you down. Why is that? Because Jesus died for you. Jesus died so we can be free. And what does that mean? Jesus died so we can truly be who God created us to be. That's what freedom is. When we truly are who God created us to be, that is what freedom is. Amen? Eternal life is an awesome place. We are free people because of what God did for us through Jesus' life and death and resurrection. Let us pray. Dear God, you're an awesome God, and we thank you so much for what you did through your Son, Jesus Christ. But dear God, we also want to say thank you so much for Jesus, for what he did, for the fact that he chose to live a life that was in your will. He chose, Lord, to go to that cross for us. He knew the pain, Lord, that it would cause him to have. Unbearable pain. He knew that it would bring death. But he chose for us. And we want to give him praise for that, Lord. We thank you so much for this church and for the people who are a part of it, Lord. We thank you so much for the universal church and all of those who have given their lives through the years to bring us to this place today. Dear God, help us free our lives truly so that we can be who you created us to be through Jesus' life and death and resurrection. It's in his name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for being here this morning. Next week, it's going to be, why do I feel so alone? So if someone at your workplace or a friend has been asking you about that, bring them back next week and we'll talk about it. Would you please stand now and turn to the song of invitation, Amazing Grace? Let's do stanzas 1, 4, and 6. Please stand.